Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in industry news, Thermo Fisher has entered a strategic collaboration with Datavant to expand privacy-preserving real-world data interoperability across clinical research programs. Under the agreement, Thermo Fisher's PPD clinical research business will integrate Datavant's tokenization and data connectivity technology to enable secure linkage of de-identified patient-level datasets across trials, registries, and observational studies. The companies say the partnership is designed to support bespoke RWE generation, improve recruitment strategies, and reduce operational friction across the research lifecycle. And more from our Scope Summit coverage from last week in a video interview at the event, Creo's Mike Wenger said AI can play a meaningful role in data capture, but only when paired with clear risk assessment and human-in-the-loop oversight. He explained that while straightforward API-based data pipelines between site and sponsor systems carry minimal risk, AI can add value once those connections are established by automating quality checks and identifying anomalies. Wenger also emphasized the continued importance of advancing EHR integration and eSource to improve Alcoa compliance, structured data capture, and remote monitoring capabilities. And finally, more from Scope, during a panel on diversity in clinical trials, pharma leaders from UCB, Takeda, BMS, Pfizer, and Merck stressed that meaningful progress requires deeper community engagement and operational flexibility. Panelists highlighted the need to move beyond digital outreach towards boots-on-the-ground engagement, invest in trial-naive sites, and tailor strategies to the unique needs of each community. Speakers also cautioned that fear of discussing diversity could stall progress, underscoring that scientific excellence depends on representative trial populations. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.